弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，借着我们弟兄们带领唱这些美好的诗歌。
I thank the Lord for our brothers has led us in singing such beautiful songs.
我们最近在罗马书的读经组当中。
In our Bible study group that we've been studying the book of Romans.
孙弟兄带领我们看见在罗马书第八章当中圣灵奇妙的工作。
And Brother Sun has shared messages aboutRomans chapter 8 about the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们相信弟兄姐妹们都知道罗马书第八章是一个荣耀的一章。
We know that chapter 8 of Romans is such a glorious chapter.
有荣耀的释放，有荣耀的盼望。
The glorious release and also glorious hope.
那里边也向我们描述了圣灵工作一幅完整的图画。
And chapter 8 also depicted a complete work of the Holy Spirit.
孙弟兄在那里边呢给我们列出了十个方面，十个点。
And Brother Sun has shared with us 10 aspects of that fact.
林环弟兄和我领受了负担。
And Brother Lin Huan and I share the same burden.
要在这十个点上和弟兄姐妹们有一些交通。
And we'd like to share and fellowship with you on these 10 aspects.
那我深深地觉得圣灵是一个非常大的一个题目。
So I know that, I know deeply that the Holy Spirit, the subject of the Holy Spirit is such a great one.
也深深觉得我这个器皿是非常有限。
And I feel that this vessel of mine is so limited.
那盼望着是神借着他的恩典，让我们和弟兄姐妹们一同借着这些方面有些彼此的劝勉。
But by God's grace that we can share these aspects with brothers and sisters.
主也许可，今天我想交通两个方面。
And God willing, I would like to share two aspects with you.
一方面是释放的灵。
Number one is the spirit that releases us.
另一方面是复活的灵。
The spirit that sets us free, and the other one, the aspect is that, the spirit that raised, the dead.
那我们先读几处经文。
Let us read, several passages of the Bible.
我们读罗马书第一章，第八章第一节和第二节。
Let's turn to, Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1.
我先读中文，然后我的弟兄读英文。
And we'll read in Chinese first, and my brother will read in English.
罗马书第八章第一节。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。英文。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Jesus Christ Jesus, the Lord of the Spirit,Who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
那我们再读一下罗马书第八章的第十一节。
We shall turn to verse 11.
我们还是中文开始，然后读英文。
First Chinese and then English.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也要借着住在你们心里的圣灵。使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And if the spirit, and the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you.
那最后这一句使你们必死的身体又活过来，在现代中文的翻译版本里边也可以说是把生命赐给那必朽坏的身体。
And the second part of the verse can also be translated as it will give you the life in your corrupt body.
好，我们的圣经就先读到这里。
And we shall stop reading the passages.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
是你拯救了我们。
Because you have saved us.
又赐下了宝贵的圣灵。
And you have give us the precious Holy Spirit.
你没有留下我们在地上做孤儿。
And you did not leave us on this earth as orphans.
让圣灵永远与我们同在。
Holy Spirit lives with us forever.
解开你自己的话语。
And also release your and reveal to us your word,
赐生命和能力给我们,
and give us life and strength.
今天早晨当我们来到你面前交通的时候,
as we come before you and share your word,
我们实在是怀着一个谦卑的心,
we come with a humble heart.
我们承认我们是何等的有限,
and we admit that we are so limited.
我们求圣灵弱过人的软弱,
and we pray that Holy Spirit will supersede the weakness of us.
亲自出来对弟兄姐妹们的心说话。
And the Spirit will personally speak to the hearts of brothers and sisters.
我们把下边的时间恭敬地交在你的手中。
We commit the following time into your hand.
求你祝福。
We pray that you will bless it.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
罗马书第八章一开始的时候就说如今
At the beginning of the chapter 8 of Romans it says now
那这个如今呢就表明说现在一种状况
And now speaks of a current condition
前边也发生了很多的事情
And before now there were things that happened
如今不一样了在耶稣基督里的人就不再定罪。
And now it's different because whoever is in Christ Jesus he's no longer condemned
那前面发生了什么呢
?What happened before today, before now?
在罗马书第五章到第七章的里边。
In chapters 5 through 7 of the book of Romans,
保罗让我们看见仇敌借着四样的工具来辖制。
And Paul shared with us, our enemy Satan uses four tools, four methods to attack us.
那第一件事情就是罪。
The first thing is sin.
第二件事情是死。
The second one is death.
第三是律法。
And the third one is the law.
第四是肉体。
And the fourth one is the flesh.
我们都知道亚当和夏娃因着违背神的命令进入了罪中。
We know that Adam and Eve entered into sin because they rebelled against the Lord.
罪借着一人进入了世界。
And the sin through one man entered the world.
死就由罪而来
and death then came from sin
于是这个罪就临到了众人
so sin came upon everyone
罪是一个权势是一个力量
sin is a power a strength
使人做奴隶
that enslaves us
使我们这个他成了这个世界的主人
and he becomes the master of this world
我们今天放眼去看一看我们所生存这个世界
so look around today this world
我们就知道仇敌做了何等破坏的工作。
We know that how much damage that the enemy has done.
罪恶充满我们人类的每一个角落。
And sin fills every corner of our life.
这个罪所带来的必然的结果就是死亡。
And the natural consequence of sin is death.
不仅仅是我们肉身要经历死亡。
Not only our physical body that will experience death.
更是我们的灵里与神隔绝了
and our spirit is separated from God
我们再不能够感觉到圣灵在我们身上的工作
we no longer can feel the work of the spirit in us
我们不能够明白神的旨意
and we do not understand God's will
因此人在地上就是毫无目的按照自己的心意去生活
so men live according to their own will on this earth
那是仇敌所使用的另外一种一个工具呢就是律法
and the other tool that our enemy uses is the law
神所赐的律法在旧约里面所赐的律法是圣洁的是公义的
and the law that God gave us is holy and righteous
但是人是属肉体的是软弱的是不能够行律法
but man cannot fulfill the requirement of the law because we are weak and we live in this flesh
因此保罗在第七章里边就告诉我们说因着我们肉体的软弱是那这善良的律法却是叫人死。
And because the weakness of our natural flesh that the law put us to death.
因为我们的肉体已经卖给罪了。
Because we have sold our body to sin.
我们回想起主耶稣基督在世的时候。
我想起来主耶稣基督在世。When Jesus Christ was on earth.
他和这些犹太人法利赛人所争论很多的问题的焦点都是在律法上。
And there was so much argument about the law between Jesus and the Jews.
神的律法是公义的。
God's law is righteous.
但是在几千年的历史当中，犹太人加上了许多的解释。
But throughout thousands of years of history, the Jewish people have added a lot of interpretation to the law.
使律法成了字句。
And the law became simply words.
它遮蔽了那里边属灵的真正的意义。
And covered up the true meaning of the law.
因此仇敌就借着律法来捆绑人。
So the enemy will use the law to bind us.
主耶稣在地上的时候说，律法的一点一划都不能够去掉。
When Jesus was on earth, he said that not one stroke of the law should be abolished.
都要成全。
And will be fulfilled.
但是在新约圣经里边，神让我们看见律法的成全是在一个更高的层次之上。
But in the New Testament, God showed us how the law will be fulfilled on a much higher level.
旧约的律法是写在石板上。
The Old Testament law was written on the tablet.
新约的神的律法要写在我们的心板上。
But in New Testament, God's law is written on our heart.
主耶稣基督在地上的时候就举了一个例子。
And Jesus gave us an example.
实际上他举了好多的例子。
Actually, he gave us many parables.
其中有一个例子说呢，如果我们要不律法告诉我们不可杀人。
And example is that Jesus said that the law told us not to murder.
但是他说我只是我告诉你们不可恨人。
But Jesus says that you should not hate people.
按照旧约的律法，如果一个人没有动手杀人，他就已经满足了这条律法的要求。
According to the law, that if someone hates others without killing, then it fulfills the law.
但是主耶稣基督的话告诉我们说，我们心里边恨人就是已经杀人。
The Old Testament says that you have to physically kill people in order to violate the law, but Jesus says that if you hate someone, then you kill someone just the same.
因此他要求神的儿女在更高的层次上借着生命来实行主律法。
So Jesus required us to live the law on a much higher plane.
仇敌所使用的第四个工具是肉体。
And the fourth tool that Satan uses is the flesh.
我们整个的旧造的人都是肉体。
Our old self is flesh.
包括我们里边的魂的生命。
Including the soul life.
我们的心思意念。
Our mind.
我们的言语和行为。
Our words and deeds.
欲望、价值观。
Our desire and our value system.
所有这些都是属于那个旧造肉体里边。
All these belong to the old nature, old creation.
当人的灵死了的时候
，When our spirit died，
我们的身体就做了主。
我们身体叫什么？
做了主。
And our flesh became our master.
所以呢，我们就在地上为了满足这个肉体这个主人的需要，人发明了许多的罪。
So man created many sinful deeds because in order to satisfy the desire of the flesh.
这个肉体就成了一个罪的工厂。
And our flesh becomes a factory of sin.
我因此这个肉体在神的眼中就看作是像一块腐烂的肉一样。
And in God's eye, our flesh looks like a piece of meat that have gone bad.
因此保罗到了第七章后边的时候他就做了一个总结。
And when Paul wrote chapter 7, toward the end of the chapter, he made this conclusion.
七章第十八节的时候他说 在我的里头就是在我的肉体中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
In verse 18 it says, For I know that good itself does not dwell in me,That is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
十九节说，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我不愿意的恶我倒去做。
Verse 19 says, For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
二十一节说，我觉得在我里边有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶。
Verse 21 says, So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me.
他说按照我里边的心意我是喜欢神的律。
According to my own desire, I love God's law.
这位神的仆人虔诚的犹太人我们相信他是真实喜欢神的律。
Paul, a servant of God and a very righteous, very devout Jew, sincerely loved God's law.
但第二十三节他说呢但是我觉得肢体中有另外一个律。
But in verse 23 says that I see another law at work in me.
是在我心里边交战。
And waging war against the law of my mind.
把我掳去要我服从肉体中那个犯罪的律。
And making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me.
24节他说我真是苦啊谁能救我脱离这取死的身体。
Verse 24, Paul says, What a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death.
保罗对人类的光景做了一个非常精辟的总结。
So Paul gave this a wonderful conclusion about human nature.
他里边深处有个呐喊。
And there's a cry deep in his heart.
立志行善由得我但是行出来由不得我。
I want to do the good, but I cannot do it.
我真是苦啊谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
Woe is me, who can save me from this wretched body?
这里边我们看见保罗特别把这件事情作为一个律来说明。
And Paul described this as a law.
那这个律不是神的写出来的律法。
And this is not the written law given by God.
也不是人间的法律。
And this is not a societal law.
这个律讲到一种力量。
And this law talks about a power.
一种不可抗拒的法则。
And also a set of rules that we cannot resist.
就是当进入这个律里边的时候就有一个必然的结果会发生。
Once we enter into this set of laws, something is bound to happen. It's happened.
我们感谢神他在宇宙当中设下了许多的律。
We thank the Lord for he has set different sets of laws in this universe.
在自然界当中有物理的律。
In natural, there are physical laws.
在我们的生命当中有生命的律。
And in our lives, there are laws of life.
也有属灵的律
and also spiritual laws
我们都非常熟悉的一个律呢就是叫做这个重力万有引力地心引力
and we are all familiar with the law of gravity
任何的物体受着这个无论在地球上的每一个角落受着这个地心引力它都会自由地落在地上
and things in every corner of this world because of the gravitational force will fall to the ground
无论你在什么地方
Doesn't matter where you are.
无论在什么时间当中。
Doesn't matter which time frame you are in.
这都是一致的。
And this is so consistent.
所以它成为一个律。
That's why it's a law.
也不论这个物体是大的小的。
It doesn't matter if the thing is big or small.
就是一片羽毛和一个石头如果在真空里边它的自由落体的速度是一样的。
And in a vacuum, a feather and also a big rock that will fall at the same speed.
所以我们这个肉体呢也受到这个罪保罗所说的这个罪的律的限制。
Likewise, our flesh are limited or constrained by the laws.
使人一种不可抗拒的力量。
And the law of the sin causes us not able to resist.
我们举两个简单的例子。
I'll give you, share two simple examples.
那第一个例子呢是一位很久以前在欧洲传道一个弟兄所讲的一个故事。
And the first story is a story told several hundred years ago in Europe.
有一天这位弟兄在欧洲的一个城市好像是在赫尔辛基带领一个聚会。
And, 赫尔辛基啊芬兰啊。
Yeah.
And one day, this brother was speaking at a meeting in Helsinki.
在聚会结束的时候有两个小孩来到他们面前。
And at the end, after the meeting is ended, two small children came to him.
他说我们的母亲打发我们来请你到我们家里边去帮助我们。
And they told the speaker that our mother sent us to invite you to come to our home.
我们的弟兄就问这孩子们为什么缘故呢
And so this brother asked the children why.Did your mother invite me to your home?
那这个小男孩他是弟弟他说呢因为我们的父亲常常横暴。
So the younger brother says that it's because our father, a lot of times become violently abusive.
他时常打我 打骂我们的母亲。
And he often beat up our mother.
这个姐姐稍微大一点，她就有一个更详细的解释。
The older sister says gives a more detailed description.
她说并不是这样，只是我们的父亲呢，在他醉酒的时候，他在横暴。
And she said that it's not all the time, only when our father is drunk, then he becomes abusive.
所以我们的弟兄就跟着孩子们来到这个家庭当中。
So the brother went to their home.
这是一个非常贫苦的家庭。
It's a very poor family.
当时这个丈夫刚刚回到家里。
And the husband just came home.
所以我们的弟兄就开口对他说。
So our brother spoke with him.
说你看你为什么还要喝酒醉酒呢
？And ask him how come you keep on drinking?
你为着这个缘故，你破坏了你妻子儿女的幸福。
Because of this, that you have destroyed your wife and your children's happiness.
妻子因苦难的生活几乎活不下去。
And your wife can no longer, almost cannot live on because of such a poor condition.
孩子们也因着你的罪恶常常挨饿。
And your kids, your children often go hungry because of what you have done.
那人用手捂住他的脸哭泣着说。
And the husband was weeping and said,
我何尝不知道这件事情呢
?Of course I know the problem.
我也愿意戒酒，但是只是我不能。
I want to quit drinking, but I just cannot do it.
每一周工作结束的时候
，after a week's work,
我的兜里边放着这一周的工资。
I would I'll get paid.
当我经过那个酒馆的时候
，when I walk past the bar,
好像有一种不可抗拒的力量就把我拉进那个酒馆。
There seems to be a force that is irresistible that will pull me into the bar.
因此我就一周的这样醉酒。
So week after week, I will get drunk.
我愿意悔改，但是我屡次跌倒。
I want to repent, but I fell miserably every time.
好像是一种不可抗拒的力量，罪是一个律。
It appears to be this law of irresistible pull.
从前西安有一位弟兄做了一个见证。
The other story is that there was a testimony given by a brother in 西安。
他是非常好赌的。
And he was a gambler.
所以为了赌博。输尽了所有
，and he lost everything because he gambled everything away.
偷窃，然后去换钱，也要赌博。
And he would burglarize and he would steal and to get some money and then go gambling.
每次他都后悔。
Every time he did this, he regretted.
但是他没有办法拒绝。
But he couldn't resist.
有一次他实在没有什么东西可以去变卖了。
And one time he had sold off everything.
所以他就把他家的房契拿去赌博。
And he took the deed of their home and turn into money and go gambling.
结果完全的输掉。
And he lost everything.
他深深的非常的悔恨。
Of course that he hated himself.
所以他就拿起一个菜刀把他这个左手的四个指头都剁掉。
And he took a knife and cut off the four fingers of his left hand.
他表示永远之后永远不再赌博。
And he vowed that he will never gamble again.
但是不过十天左右。
And not even 10 days passed.
他手上的伤还没有完全好。
Before the wounds were healed.
他心里边又开始想要赌博。
And he desired to gamble again.
他的朋友们来看他。
So his friends came to visit him.
就说可能我们就打打牌小赌一下吧。
Maybe we'll just play some game and not costing too much money.
但是他的左手的四个指头已经没有了。
But he has lost of the four fingers of his left hand.
没有办法再用手拿牌了。
And no longer can hold the cards.
所以他们就想了一个办法。
So they come up with a scheme.
找了一个碗，里边放了一些米。
And they come up with a ball with filled with rice.
然后把那个牌都插在这个米里边。
And they would just put the cards in the rice and he continued to gamble.
他没有完全没有办法从这个罪的律里边
解脱出来。He just had no way to resist the sin of gambling.
有一天有一个传道人经过那边。
So one day a preacher passed that place.
讲到主耶稣基督的救恩。
And share with them the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他把这个传道人请到家里。
So this guy invited the preacher to his home.
他讲明了神的恩典
，and so he explained clearly God's grace.
他就信主了
，and he believed in the Lord.
从此之后，他就不再 有任何愿望去赌博。
And he no longer had the desire to gamble.
并且他心里面非常厌恶这个赌博。
And then he started to hate gambling.
我们知道我们在肉身当中都受着这个罪的律的辖制。
We know that in our flesh we are bound by the law of sin.
我真是苦啊。
Woe is me.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？
Who can set me free of this body?
这不仅是保罗的呐喊。
This is not the cry only of Paul.
也是全人类的呐喊。
And this is the cry of the whole humankind.
但是感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
罗马书第八章第一节说，如今在耶稣基督里的人就不再定罪。
The first verse of chapter 8 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation.For those who are in Christ Jesus.
这里边这个定罪有两方面的意思。
Condemnation has two meanings.
一方面呢，我们是被因着我们的罪要经受审判的。
The first aspect is that because of our sin, we need to be judged.
但是我们感谢主，他在十字架上为我们担当了我们的审判。
We thank the Lord because He has borne this the wage of sin on the cross.
满足了神对公义的要求。
Satisfying the demand of God's righteousness.
所以神看见这个罪已经被满足了，所以在他的公义当中，他赦免了我。
So in God's eye, that it is fulfilled. It has fulfilled the Lord, so that God has forgiven us.
这是神的义。
This is God's righteousness.
圣经也提到基督的义。
Bible mentioned the righteousness of Christ.
基督的义乃是他在地上33年半从来没有犯罪。
And the righteousness of Christ is manifested in the 33 years of life Jesus had on this earth.
在他的血液当中没有罪。
In his blood, there is no sin.
因此基督的义可以满足神对公义的要求。
And so the righteousness of Jesus can satisfy the demand of God's righteousness.
这个不再定罪的第二方面的意思是
the second aspect of no condemnation
不再没有能力了
is no longer that we don't have the ability.
在英文里面就说不再是 disabled, 不再是 handicapped.
So in English it says that we are no longer disabled or handicapped.
如今在耶稣基督里的就不再没有能力。
Who are in Jesus Christ no longer lack the ability.
因为是生命圣灵的律。
Because the Lord of the Spirit that gives life
在耶稣基督里释放了我们。
In Christ, through Christ Jesus has set us free.
我们感谢主他赐下圣灵。
We thank the Lord for giving us the Holy Spirit.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing this is.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章里边讲到
，In chapter 14 of John's Gospel，
他第十六节说：“我要求父，父就另外要赐给你一位保惠师。”
It says here that I ask the Father, and the Father will send us a Comforter，
叫他永远与你们同住
，and who will live with you forever，
就是真理的圣灵
，and that is the Spirit of the truth。
第十六章里边，主耶稣接着说呢。这个圣灵来，他要把一切的事情都告诉我们。
And in chapter 16 it says that the Holy Spirit comes so that he'll reveal everything to us.
这个圣灵来是为着我们的益处的。
And the reason the Spirit comes is for our benefits.
他来了，要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And he comes so that the 这是第几节？ When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin.Righteousness and judgment.
第十六章第十三节，保罗接着说：“只等到真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白，或者说是进入一切的真理。”
And verse 13 of chapter 16 says that, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
是圣灵把我们引进到主耶稣基督那个。实际当中
and it is the Holy Spirit who has led us into Jesus Christ's reality.
也是借着圣灵要释放我们
and it is through the Holy Spirit that we can be set free.
要赐给我们新的生命
to give us a new life.
并且要启示神工作的原则
and also to reveal to us the principle of God's work.
神工作的原则是借着他的能力和恩典。
and the principle of God's work is through His ability and grace.
圣经当中记载着主耶稣基督在地上行的许多的事情。
And the Bible has recorded many things that Jesus has done on earth.
但并不是所有的事情。
But not all the things that he has done.
因为约翰福音告诉我们说但记这些事，说耶稣基督在地上还行了许多的事情，但记这些事。
John's Gospel says that Jesus Christ has done many other things, but in order for me to write these things,
是要叫我们信耶稣是基督，
so that we may believe Jesus is Christ,
并且因着信他，我们可以得着永生，
and by believing in Him that we can have eternal life.
他要借着他所记载的这些，告诉我们他工作的原则。
John wants to use what he recorded in the Gospel of John.To show us the principle of his work. There are so many examples in the Bible.
那我们今天要看两个记载。
And let's look at two things.
在约翰福音第二章里边。
In John chapter 2.
从第一节到第十六节记载了我们弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的两件事情。
And verses 1 through 16 records something that we are very familiar with.
第一件事情呢，就是主耶稣基督到了迦拿的婚宴。
And the first story tells about Jesus went to a wedding banquet.
在那里边酒用尽了。
And the banquet, they exhausted all the wine.
主耶稣基督就在那边变水为酒。
And Jesus at that occasion turned water into wine.
接下来，圣经就马上记载着另外一件事情。
And soon after, it records.A different story.
主耶稣基督进了圣殿。
Jesus entered the temple.
他用绳子做成鞭子，愤怒地赶出那些所有的鸽子、牛羊和兑换人钱的人。
And he used cords to make a whip to chase out those who did the money exchange and also who brought the cattle and sheep to the temple.
当然在这两个记载的背后都有非常丰盛的属灵的含义。
Of course, behind these two stories, there's a very rich set of spiritual lessons.
但是今天早晨因着时间的关系，我只是想强调，我们要看见这两件事情，主耶稣基督的做法是很不一样。
Because of time limitation, I just want to show with you how Jesus did these two things differently.
第一件事情，当他变水为酒的时候。
Number one, when Jesus turned water into wine,
好像是在暗中，是一个人不知道的一种情况。
It seems that he did this kind of secretly without people knowing it and to show his grace.
第二件事情赶出这些好像是有很大的一个征战。
And the second thing that he did, chasing out those people from the temple, seems to be there was a great struggle.
要借着很大的能力才能完成。
And he used a great power to accomplish this.
这是圣灵工作的两个特点。
And these are two characteristics of the work of the Spirit.
一个是能力。
One is the power.
一个是恩典。
The other one is grace.
我们在这个自然界当中也是看见这样的现象。
So in the natural world, we also see these two aspects.
我们刚才提到地球上有这个万有引力。
We talked about the gravitational force.
要克服这个万有引力，人们就要需要做像飞机很大的发动机。
In order to overcome the gravitational force, we need a great generator and engines.
但是这个飞机实际上它并没有使这个飞机完全脱离地球的引力。
And like an airplane, even though the airplane is still subject to the gravitational pull.
如果要更多的脱离这个引力呢，就要做大的火箭。
And in order to overcome the gravity, you need a huge engine.
圣灵在我们释放的时候，有的时候也是用大能把我们释放出来。
And when the Holy Spirit sets us free, He uses a great power to set us free.
像主耶稣基督在地上医病赶鬼，有的时候就需要用大的征战、大的能力。
So when Jesus cast out demons and also healed the sick, He used a great power.
那是我们在自然界当中也看见另外一个现象。
And in nature we see another phenomena.
我们知道所有有一个律呢叫做热胀冷缩的律。
And we see another law that is the heat will cause things to expand and cold will cause matters to constrict.
那因着这个热胀冷缩的律呢，所有的物体当它 热的时候就体积膨胀，我们刚才弟兄提到，小的冷的时候呢，就体积就缩小。
Now because of the law of the heat, so that the heat will cause things to expand, and the cold will cause things to contract.
但是呢，在神在他的工作当中，却让这个当水结成冰的时候，越来越冷的时候，它有一个反膨胀。
But in God's creation, there was one thing that go against this law. So when the temperature of water decrease to a certain point, it becomes ice.
所以我们可以想象，如果水也是根据那个热胀冷缩率的时候，当它结冰的时候，体积就变小，比重变大，它就会沉到这个湖底、海底里边。
Suppose the water follow the same physical law.When the temperature becomes lower and lower, then it will become ice, becomes denser and heavier. It will go down to the bottom.
你像我的老家在东北，那整个这个一冬的话，这个整个的水库湖就冻成一个大冰块。
So my hometown is in the northeast of China. That you can imagine that all the bodies of water will be frozen.
没有鱼能够在里边活着。
And no fish can survive.
要冲破这个滤，也许人。可以发明什么把这个冰从底下顶起来，但是没有这么大能力的。
But there's no power that human being can create to flow all the ice from the bottom.
但是感谢神，神在他的恩典中，让人在不知不觉当中，他改变了这个律。
We thank the Lord for His grace, unknowingly to us that He made exception to the natural law.
所以当这个水结冰的时候，它反倒变得更轻了。
So when the water freezes, it becomes lighter.
并且在它结成快要结成冰晶的时候，那里边的养分可溶性的氧就最高，成浓度最高。
And just at the instant that it becomes it freezes to become ice, it contains the most percentage of oxygen.
所以神借着他的恩典成就了这件事情。
So by God's grace that He does this.
我们看见圣经当中有许多的例子。
So there are many other examples like this.
是有的时候主耶稣基督医治人的时候，借着一个简单的信心，在里边产生了生命奇妙的变化。
And sometimes through a simple faith, when Jesus healed the sick, he changed people's lives.
在我们个人的生活当中，我们也常常看见神工作这些原则。
And God uses the same principles in our daily lives.
我们实在是为着这个感谢主。
So for this, we thank the Lord.
圣灵的工作的目的是要把生命赐给我们。
The purpose of the work of the Spirit is to give us life.
当我们读到约翰福音第三章的时候
，When we read chapter 3 of the Gospel according to John，
那我们看见主耶稣基督和尼哥底母有一段对话。
And we see the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
主耶稣基督告诉他呢，说人若不是借着水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And Jesus told Nicodemus, unless one is born of the water.And spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那这里边的这个水是指的神的话。
Here the water represents God's word.
所以我们非常感谢主，他借着他的话，借着圣灵，要把生命做工在我们里边，叫我们重生。
We thank the Lord through the Spirit, through His word, He will give us life.
这个重生就是在我们的被朽坏的身体里边。赐下一个新的生命。
So this new life is given to us, this corruptible body.
那圣经里边关于水有许多的记载。
And there are many things recorded in the Bible concerning the water.
重生是所有能够冲破仇敌这个律的一个最根本的因素。
Being born again is the most fundamental factor that we can overcome the enemy.
但是神并没有停止在这里边。
But GodDid not stop right there.
等我们看见水的另外一方面的预表是讲到受浸。
In another aspect, in another way, water also represents a baptism.
这个是借着红海的例子向我们显明。
It's like the stories of the Red Sea.
当以色列人在埃及为奴的时候
，When the Jews were enslaved in Egypt.
神借着摩西把他们带出埃及。
And God uses Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
很快他们就面临着一个前面有红海。
But quickly they faced with the Red Sea.
后边有追兵。
And there were our enemies chasing after them.
这就是我们人类的一个图画。
This is really a picture of our humankind.
We feel
that there's no hope ahead of us, and there are enemies chasing us behind us. But God parted the Red Sea to allow the Jews to cross the Red Sea.
所以埃及的军兵都丧生在红海里边。
And all the Egyptians, they lost their lives in the Red Sea.
当他们过了红海之后，就有一个事实。
After they crossed the Red Sea, there was something that happened.
就是后边再没有仇敌的追兵。
And no more the enemies chasing them behind them.
当然我们也看见另外一个事实，以色列人仍然有失败，有软弱。
But we see another fact that the Jews still fell miserably.
这就是像我们今天得救一样。
Just like we the saved Christians.
我们的受浸是预表着我们与世界分别。
Our baptism indicates that we are separated from the world.
我们经历与主同死同埋葬同埋。
We experience that with Christ are being dead and also being buried.
我们像以色列人进入旷野当中一样。
Just like the Jews went into the wilderness.
我们后边已经没有追兵了。
Even though there were no enemy chasing us.
如果我们想要不犯罪,
if we want not to sin,
我们是有不犯罪自由的。
We have that freedom.
因为我们已经从那个罪的权势当中得了释放。
Because we are set free from the bondage of sin.
当然我们的很多的经历告诉我们我们没有跟随圣灵还常常软弱。
Of course that our experience tells us that oftentimes we did not obey the Holy Spirit being very weak.
但是我们必须记得这是一个非常重要的真理。
But we have to remember this very critical truth.
我们已经没有罪病了。没有什么罪病就是仇敌的追赶。
Oh, we have there's no longer enemy chasing us.
借着主耶稣基督的工作，借着我们的受浸，仇敌已经被埋葬。Through
the work of Jesus, through baptism, the enemies were buried.
今天神的儿女有一个权柄，可以不再犯罪。So
God's children today have this privilege that we don't have to sin.
保罗说，如今在耶稣基督里的，就不再定罪了，就不再没有能力了。And
the Paul says that for now, whoever is in Christ are no longer unable, and they don't have to sin.
因为是生命, 圣灵的力已经释放了我们。
Because the Lord of the Spirit, which gives life, has set us free.
使我们脱离了罪和死的律。
So that we are freed from the sin, from the Lord of sin and death.
所以里边我们看见非常重要的一个条件就是在耶稣基督里。
So there's a very critical condition that is being in Christ Jesus.
我听过这样的一个故事。
I have heard a story.
有一个制造钟表的人。
There was a clocksmith.
他有一次呢邀请人参加他的这个钟表店。
And one time he invited friends to his store.
介绍这个要调这个钟表时间有两个方法。
And he told them that there are two ways to set the clocks right.
一个方法呢是他在一个店里边有一个非常准确的一个钟。
The first method is that among all the clocks, there's one that's very accurate.
那这个钟每定时的就会发出一个响声。
At appointed time, the clock will make a sound.
那其他的钟呢，就它都跟这个钟来对比。
And all the other clocks will set the same time with this big clock.
就知道它是快了还是慢了。
They will compare against this clock to show whether the clocks are on time or not.
但是呢，这个钟并不能去帮助这些其他的钟来改变。But
this big clock cannot change the other clocks.
这就像是律法。This
is like the law.
律法可以告诉我们什么地方错了。
And the law tells us what we did is wrong or not.
但是它不能够帮助人改变的。But
the law cannot change us.
他说另外一种调试的方法。But
there's another way of setting the clocks.
就是把这些钟呢都用电线接到一个源头上。That
is to connect all the other clocks with electric wire to this main clock.
那这个源头里边有一个非常准确的时间。
And this main clock has a very accurate timing piece, timepiece.
它经常的把这个准确的时间输入到这些钟里边。
And this main clock will send the accurate time to all the other clocks.
他们随时被调整就都准确。
So all the other clocks are adjusted all the time.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵也在我们里边常常说话。
And today the Spirit speaks to us often.
我们若是跟随圣灵的感觉。
If we followthe spirit,
我们也常常会被调整。
Then we can be adjusted all the time.
今天是我们这个冬令时的第一天。
This is the first day of the winter.
我相信弟兄姐妹们昨天晚上在家里边可能都调时间了。
So last night maybe you have set the clock.
每次我想起这个冬令时的时候呢，对我有一段特别的记忆。
Every time when I think of the time change, it reminds me of a story.
1985年的时候我去英国读书。
I went to England to study in 1985.
是九月份开始，我记得我们九月份到了学校。
So we arrived in school in September.
后来就认识了校园里边的一些基督徒。
So we got to meet some Christians on campus.
他们主要是从香港和新加坡来的。
Most of them came from Singapore or Hong Kong.
向我们传福音。
And they shared the gospel with us.
邀请我们去聚会。
And invited us to their meetings.
有一天呢，我就答应他去参加他们主日的聚会。
So one day I went to their Sunday worship service.
那在那之前，我从来没有进到教会里边去。
Before that, I never stepped foot in a church.
我看见欧洲有许多漂亮的教堂，但我从来没有进去过。
I've seen many beautiful churches in Europe, but never set foot inside those churches.
那天早晨呢，我们就来到了这个教会所的门口。
So that morning we came to the church.
然后这个门没有开。
The door was still closed.
他们就觉得非常的奇怪，为什么今天这个会所没开门呢？
And they were puzzled, how come the door was closed?
后来有人过来的时候，他们问才知道，哎，那天是改时间的。
Oh, then someone told us that the time was changed, the clock was changed.
我们提前一个小时到。
So we went there 1 hour ahead of time.
那些弟兄姐妹们就非常的非常的不好意思，非常的紧张。
So the brothers and sisters were very apologetic.
他一直向我们道歉。
And they kept on apologizing to us.
他实在是对不起，我们把这件事情搞错了。
We are so sorry that we did not know this.
我们说没有关系，当时不是特别能够明白他们的心情。
We could not appreciate how they felt at that time.
但是感谢主，后来神也给我一些机会，扶持福音。
什么福音？
服侍福音的朋友，服侍。
I thank the Lord because later in my life that I had an opportunity to share the gospel with friends.
我那个时候才心里边才真正的明白当时那些弟兄姐妹们他们心里边的感受。
Not until then I understood how those brothers and sisters felt when we missed the time.
他们可能是怕我们就跑了，或者是。以后不再来聚会。
Maybe they were concerned that we may stop coming.
我们在服侍福音朋友的时候，也常常有这样的一个恐惧。
So when we share gospel with our friends, sometimes we will have the same fear.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
是他的恩典保守我们。
It is His grace has kept us.
是他的恩典拯救我们。
And it is His grace that we are saved.
在这过去这些 年日当中
in all these past years
实在是觉得自己里边有许多许许多多的软弱
and I feel there are a lot of weakness in me
有许多的失败
and a lot of failures
但是每一次我们都看见神的恩典
but every time we have witnessed God's grace
不是我们靠着自己能够一直走上这
it's not that we can keep on moving forward
乃是神的恩典，他要保守你，保守我，一直到路终。
And it is God's grace that will keep us moving forward.
我们实在是感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
我们刚才唱到那首诗歌。
The hymn that we sang earlier.
圣灵显现在我中。
And the Holy Spirit is in me.
他要解开一切的捆绑。
He dwells in me and he will set us free from everything.
他要让我们得着释放。
And he will set us free.
让我们心里就充满了颂扬和赞美。
So we are full of praise and worship.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
只要我们活在主里边
So as long as we live in the Lord,
把我们的目光定睛在主耶稣基督的身上
And we cast our gaze on Jesus Christ.
他已经为我们的信心创始成终。
Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith.
他让我们的身体成为圣灵的殿。
And he wants to have our body become the temple of the Spirit.
常常借着圣灵对我们的心说话。
Oftentimes, let the Spirit to speak to us.
让我们常常在他的面前检查自己。
So that we can examine ourselves before the Lord.
我们是不是活在主中？赐下我们圣灵做保惠师。
And you have given us the Spirit as a comforter.
让他永远与我们同在。
That he can be with us forever.
你就要借着你的大能和恩典在我们身上工作。
Through your power and grace, you will walk through us.
做释放的工作。
And to set us free.
主啊，我们都在你的面前。
Lord, we are all before you.
求你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
在这个黑暗的世界当中。
In the dark world,
能够为你而活。
That we can live for you.
教会能够成为你的身体。
That church become your body.
能够成为在地上你的见证。
Becomes a testimony in this world.
我们求你帮助我们。
Pray, help us, Lord.
我们这样的祷告感谢奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
I would like to use this opportunity to welcome those who are here for the first time for the Sunday service.
如果你是第一次来参加我们实体聚会的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们请你站起来。
If you are here in person for the first time,please stand up so that we can get to know you.
我们中间有没有第一次来到我们聚会当中
？Any first timers?
好，大家都来过了。
好， okay.
感谢主。
Thank you.
那我们周间的聚会都照常。
And all the regular weekdays meetings as usual.
我们星期二的祷告聚会和星期五的读经聚会都是在线上举行。
Tuesday night prayer meetings and also Friday night Bible study.Meetings are all held online.
星期六也有东南区的读经聚会。
And Saturday evening is Bible study for the Southeast region.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这些聚会。
So we encourage all of you to join the meetings.
也为着这些聚会祷告。
And pray for these meetings.
愿神使用这些聚会，真实的能够把他的生命丰盛的赐给我们。
May the Lord use these meetings to enrich our lives.
下一个主日我们仍然有擘饼聚会。
And next Sunday, we still have our breaking of the bread meeting.
是早晨十点钟开始。
And we'll start at 10 o'clock.
这个擘饼聚会目前呢也是一个 hybrid mode, 这是一个混合型的。
And the breaking of the bread meeting is hybrid, in person and as well as online.
链接也是在我们，如果参加那个线上的链接在我们的网站上。
If you want to join us online, please go to our website for the link.
下一个主日是林环弟兄交通信息。
Next Sunday, Brother 林环 will share a message.
世伯弟兄翻译。
And Brother 世伯 will translate.
为我们的弟兄们的服事祷告。
Let's pray for their service.
我们再提醒一下，如果弟兄姐妹们要参加主日聚会、实体聚会的，都要报名。
Remind us again that you have to register online for attending the Sunday in-person meeting.
那因为现在美国的疫情仍然严重。
Because the pandemic is still raging.
所以如果弟兄姐妹们有身体有任何状况的话，那就请您先留在家里参加网上聚会。
If you have any sign of being sick, please stay home and join us online.
我们下一个星期六有11月13号有一个福音聚会。
There's a gospel meeting on Saturday next week on the 13th.
那这一次聚会刘建华姊妹要做见证。
And during the meeting, Tina will share her testimony.
邱面兴弟兄传福音。
And Alex will share the message.
我们要特别邀请弟兄姐妹们能够邀请朋友们来参加，是线上的聚会。
So we encourage you to invite friends to attend this online meeting.
我们姊妹们也准备了一些邀请卡在外边，大家可以拿一些去邀请朋友。
There are invitation cards outside. You can take some.
这次绵星弟兄要跟我们交通一个喜讯，一个好消息。
Brother Alex will share a good news.
盼望着更多的朋友们能够因着这个聚会得福。
So we pray that many friends will be blessed by this meeting.
教会决定在12月12号有一次受浸聚会。
There will be a baptismal service on the 12th of December.
受浸具意义和擘饼意义的交通是定于12月4号早晨10点。
And the sharing of the meaning of breaking of the bread and also baptism will be on the 14th of December 4th. Fourth.
Yeah.
On the 4th of December, a Saturday morning.
那如果弟兄姐妹们有新的朋友们有感动的 要参加受浸或者想了解更多受浸意义的，请和迪伟弟兄或者和我联络。
If you know someone who is interested in knowing these things, then please contact 迪伟 or myself.
请继续为着我们团体的福音服事祷告。So
pray for the gospel work.
愿神在这个末后的时代能仍然把那些流浪在外边的人快快地得回来。So
that during these end days, the Lord can still save many lost souls.
好，早晨我们的聚会和报告就停在这里。
So our meeting and sharing and announcement end here.